Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Rashid Salam, your host and engineer for tonight's show. The show is referred to as the Science of Health and You. I'd like to greet everyone. Be greeting of peace and open up in prayer. We always want to be sure that we give the credit to where credit is due. In the name of God, most gracious, most merciful, benefactor, the most merciful Redeemer, we give praise and thanks to God, the cherisher and the sustainer of all systems of knowledge. Most gracious, most merciful Master of this day of judgment in which we now live, thee alone do we worship. Thine aid we seek. We ask that show us the straight way, the way of those upon whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, not of those whose portions are wrath, nor of those who go astray. Welcome again to the Science of Health in You. This is Rashid Salam, your co-host and engineer for tonight's show. This has been a nice ride. It's been a long ride. It's been a good ride. We've had the pleasure of being on air since the end of November, and we've had a number of opportunities to produce and provide for you tools, resources, information that basically to us, we feel like we are developing for you a personalized behavior program for wellness and recovery. The program was provided provided us with invaluable information on food science. We've learned quite a bit in the short period of time that we've been on, but it seems like we've been in the classrooms instructing in the science class with doctors for quite some time because of the in-depthness of the information that we have received from our instructor, Abdul Shaheed. This is a phenomenal opportunity for us. All of a sudden, we have been chosen to get what we've always needed to get to ensure and make sure that our bodies are functional in the manner in which it should be. And we have depended on Dr. Frankenstein for much too long, when he has not given us what is necessary for our bodies to be in optimal health. Our concern when we started the program was to make sure that we had the information, the scientific information, the real science, to help our children, to help ourselves, quite frankly, but to help our children, families, and friends, because as we know, our communities have been in desperate need of educational information when it comes to the human anatomy, the makeup, and this disinformation and information that we've been receiving over the years. We just have to come to the conclusion that none of us are well and none of us know. The blessing that has been bestowed upon us in this day and time, for someone to come out and start telling us about food, genetically constituted ingredients in our food, bioengineered food ingredients in our food. And ladies and gentlemen, we have been eating this stuff. We have been told by the CDC that genetically modified seeds, your body cannot process it. I want to say that one more time. Genetically altered seeds that grow the food that we eat today, your body cannot process it. So what's really happening? Are we really eating real food? I know it's a sad thing to say. What type of foods are we eating? What's in the food that we're eating? Are we paying attention to it while we feed ourselves, feed our children, and more importantly, have the thought process of what's going into our bodies for our bodies to perform properly. We learned quite a bit about our bodies being powered by energy, and the force is the most dominant tangent of energy. We learned about speed, momentum, strength. We learned about a lot of things that we never knew about and nobody's ever told us about when it comes to the benefits of how our bodies work. One of the key elements that I always look at when it comes to education information about me, I want to know about men. So the show is called The Science of Health and You. So there's a scientific equation, and we always say to ourselves and to my children when I'm talking to them, we are a mathematical and a scientific equation, whether we know it or not. And our stability, our ability to perform, has a lot to do with what we take in and how it affects our body. One of the key elements we've been blessed with and I have to say this, and I'm, after studying and researching and making determination and factor this thing into my into existence, I, if it had not been for the chromatography machine for gas, liquid, and paper, had it not someone invented this, the symptoms of the science of symptometry would never have been invented, and we would never know the difference between alkaloids and acids and poison that's in the food that we eat. We would not have been able to identify the toxicity, the poison, and the food and those toxicities and poisons that are in the food that we have to consume. Only the chromatography machine made that possible. And how can we eat right if we don't know the science of how to eat and what to eat? We've learned quite a bit about stress, that stress is a silent killer. We learned about understanding how to sleep and the sleep disorders that we have and what causes asthma and autism and inflammation, arthritis, hypertension. We learned that how our heart regulates blood pressure in our bodies. Who ever told us this stuff? Whoever provided us with these essential tools for us to function in the capacity that we are now able to learn how to function with. Symptomatology is to focus on the living cells. I want you guys to think about one thing. We've been talking for several months. Have you just went to the dictionary and asked yourself, what is symptomatology? What's the reality of it? You just listen to us and accepting what we say without doing your due diligence? Well, symptomatology is about education. It's the field of therapeutics that focuses solely on the well-being of the human cell, the living cell. And we know that we all started with sperm cell, egg cell. We thought mommy and daddy was having fun, but it was an intellectual activity that was taking place for us to understand how our bodies work. With cells, 200 cell types, over 100 trillion of cells that make up our human anatomy. So this information that's being provided for you is a healing resource. As I said before, we have an opportunity to create our own self-care program, our own personalized behavior modification program, only because now we understand the importance of cells, how they work, how many we have, how do we utilize them, how do we maintain them, what's the nutritional value of the foods that we have to take in to make sure our cells function in a way that they should function. Keep in mind this one key element. Just write this down before we bring on our speaker for tonight. You have 200 cell types in your body. How many of them can you identify? How many of them do you know? The different cell types produce 11 systems, a mind of mind reflexes, mechanisms, and all the membranes and sinuses that make our body function. You have the opportunity to get this for free. And doctors have gone to school to pay for it and won't tell you about it because it affects their income, their money, if they told you how to take care of yourself. Understanding our kidneys and our liver, you know, how fast our blood flows. Who ever told us this stuff? I want you to just sit back tonight, relax, and in the process of me talking, just click over and call a friend. Call your husband or your wife or your children. Tell them to get to the phone and put it on the speaker because what you're going to hear tonight is life-altering information that affects you, your children, families, and friends. Now, I know I said a lot, and I know I said it rather fast. I just want you to understand the importance of why we are on the air. We did not do this. We're not getting paid to do this. We did not come up with it because we want to hear ourselves talk on the radio. This is designed specifically for you to get a better understanding so we can maintain our health, so we can be healthier, so we can protect our future. And you've heard me say on many occasions, we always sit back and say the children are our future. Really? What are you going to teach your children about sustainability? What are you going to teach your children about health care? We're not here to batter anybody. We're not here to talk about anybody. It's okay to say, I don't know. Take into consideration that it's very difficult to someone to tell us something that we never heard before and accept it and tell yourself, wow, I didn't know that. It's okay. We don't even know. that we don't know. So open your heart, open your mind, get ready to experience something that you never experienced before, and continue experiencing this every single Tuesday. This is a lab. This is a science class where you can finally learn what science is all about, the true history of what science is all about. So I'm going to get off the. I took my little 10 minutes to say what I had to say just to open up and prepare you for a wonderful opportunity tonight. As they say on TV, we have a really, really big show tonight. So feel free to pick up that telephone. Call somebody else. Do not let this information pass through just through you, because it's so difficult, as we was talking the other day, that so much is being said, I can't remember it. So how can you share it with someone else if you don't even know what's being said? So make sure you help your family, help your children, and prepare yourself for a wonderful evening tonight. I'll relieve myself from the mic. I'm dropping the mic and bring it on. Instructor Abdul Shaheed from Atlanta, Georgia, professor of optometry at the American School of Optometry in Chicago. Assalamu alaikum, my good brother.
Well, like assalam, Brother Rashid. How you doing this evening?
I'm doing phenomenal, man. I'm doing phenomenal. I'm telling you. I've been studying.
Excellent. We'd like to give all the praise and thanks for the Almighty for allowing us to be with you this evening and for allowing our listeners to be here with us as well. We'd like to say Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. With the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer, we give all the praise and the thanks for him, for allowing us to learn this information and share it with others. And we're still learning, Brother Rashid. We're still learning.
Yes, sir.
We happen to be in the doctorate program at the American School of Optometry, and we're encouraging other people, others among our community, to become students, students of optometry. Optometry is the most natural and scientific means to address the needs of human cells. It is our cells that keep us healthy. All 200 different cell types, 75 trillion to 100 trillion cells. Absolutely amazing. It's mind-boggling when we think about it, what it takes to keep us healthy. And our cell, Brother Rashid, know how to make everything. They are the ones that have to make our cell essentials, our body essential, and, of course, our brain essential. This is what we're talking about tonight. We've been talking about all of the different systems of the human body. The system, our body sets on 11 systems. We are made of collagen, collagenic fiber. It is not animal collagen. It is human collagen. And we are not plants. Plants are made up of cellulose fiber. Animal and human have collagenic fiber. And that is the difference between animal collagen and human collagen. People have said to me that, oh, animals eat plant food. Why we can't eat plant food like they do? Well, we don't have animal collagen. And we certainly do not have animal enzyme to digest cellulose. So these things, it's pointing us to science. We have to understand the science in order to understand the working of our own body. So tonight we're going to be focusing on the brain and the nervous system. The brain and the nervous system. Brother Rashid, this is the brain and the three nervous systems are so complex. So complex. We can spend from now on just talking about the brain.
Yes, sir.
And not even get to the three nervous systems, just talking about the brain. All these things work together. Everything in our body is interconnected, integrated, interdependent, interrelated, and it operate as one unit. And operate as one unit. We're all connected. Even though we have all these different parts, all these different cells, the main thing that connects us is communication and the blood that the cell produce. Our cell produce our blood. Can you imagine? They produce everything.
No.
Without our cells, we wouldn't have blood. Plants do not have blood, Brother Rashid.
Yes, sir.
Plants have sap, S-A-P, sap. And there are many bloodless insects that bite on us. They don't even have blood, but they're biting on us. So they want what's in our blood. They don't want our blood. They want what's in the blood. That's why they bite on us.
Wow.
So we should know what are they seeking that's in our blood when they do not even have blood. They're bloodless. Many of the insects that we swap on us, they're trying to bite us, and when we look at them, pay attention to them, they don't even have blood. If their blood coming out of them, it's the blood that they got from us.
All right.
That's amazing. So we live on planet Earth. This is why we have to know this information. There are many booger traps on planet Earth. It's a very predatory place. It's a very adversary place. I'm not trying to frighten anyone, but we should know that by now. A lot of booger traps. So who is teaching us to navigate these booger traps? Who's teaching us to select our food scientifically, properly? So that is the American School of Symptometry that produced symptometric science. So all the information that we shared is based on science, symptometric science. And tonight, again, we say we're talking about the brain and the three nervous system, how all of those things are connected that make us human, human being, with the intellect, with intelligence. Intelligence is our defense mechanism, Brother Rashid.
Yes, sir.
If we don't use we'll be helpless. And many of us are what? Helpless for that reason, because we're not using our intelligence, which is our defense mechanism.
Right.
Every biological organism has a defense mechanism. And the human being is this intelligence, that 3-pound brain that we have, which is a big part of our nervous system, the things we're going to be talking about tonight. So no more delay. We're going to try to take a very complex subject and break it down so we can all understand. And it's our aim, Brother Rashid, is to help our people understand the working of our own body.
Yes, sir.
It is not our purpose just to sound real technical and scientific and all that. That's not the objective. But sometimes you have to use these words that we're unfamiliar with, and now we have to start getting in the lab, so to speak, get in the science lab and start breaking these things down. And some of us might have to go to Google, might have to get a dictionary, or two dictionaries. We might have to get a medical dictionary. And let's start learning about our own body. Each one of us has one, and we're with it 24/7. And it's telling us things all the time. It's communicating with us all the time. And we are communicating with it. But here's what health is. Health is a reward that comes from ourselves. And it goes to the person who is successful at aligning the desire of their mind with what the cells need. That means our mind must be in agreement, in alignment with what our cells need. If that is the case, our cell will reward us with good health. This is how it works. That is the formula for health.
Can you do us a real quick favor here before? There's a lot of people on the line who have not attended the earlier sessions that we were doing. You can explain the 11 health systems. We can just go over the titles of those so they can know where we are.
Oh, sure.
And those who would like to get more information about that, we can turn them on to the recorded sessions of the website so they can catch up. But it'll be nice just to take that sequential order of where we started, 11 systems, and where we're getting ready to go today, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. Excellent idea. Thank you. Yeah, we started off with 11 systems, and we're down to number 6. The 11th system of the human body. Number 1 that we started to discuss was the blood and the cardiovascular system. And our blood is what connects everything together. I just said a moment ago that the human body is interconnected, interdependent, integrated, interrelated, and it operates as one unit. And our cell produces our blood that connects everything. It is called the connected tissue. That's what our blood is called. It connects everything. So our blood has to be periodically, Brother Rashid, sanitized, cleaned, because a lot of garbage get in our blood. All of the garbage that we consume is not do not go to the stool. That I've been told on a couple of shows that, oh, all the undigested food goes to the stool. Well, that's not necessarily so. A lot of it we'll find circulating in our blood because we don't have enzyme to break down everything that we're eating. That is the problem. If we had enzyme to digest everything that we're eating, then, of course, whatever is left over, we should find it. Theoretically, it should be in the stool. But that's not actually what happens because many of us have an enzyme deficit. We don't have enough digestive enzyme, let alone enough ancillary enzyme for repair and maintenance and for producing all kind of other products that we need. Brain is central, body is central, and cell is central. So the blood is very important. Every 120 days, we have an opportunity to produce our own blood, Brother Rashid. That's three times a year.
Wow.
We can produce our own blood. So if our blood is dirty, we can clean it, sanitize it. But you go to the health food store, get those herbs and things, and think you're going to sanitize your blood and detox and all that. Yeah, at the surface. But we're talking about at the cellular level, deep down. Deep. You got to go deeper. I hope we are listening, and I hope our audience is paying attention and taking notes.
Then
we discussed the reproductive system, male and female. It is the reproductive system that allows us to procreate, to be fruitful and multiply, that command that we were given. This is what we have to do. And if we are eating scientifically and living scientifically on this earth, we can produce healthy offspring that will be full of energy and also will be having many enzymes that will have an enzyme surplus. And it's our responsibility to give the new offspring a firm foundation. What's the foundation of the human being? The first system that is created in the womb, in the child, is the three nervous system, Brother Rashid.
Whoa.
That is the firm foundation we're speaking of. Because in order to navigate planet Earth, you must be intelligent. Otherwise, you're going to be succumbed to all of the predators on planet Earth. And we know there are many predators, a lot of them in our own community. We don't even have to deal with the animals and the insects and all those things. We have to deal with each other. There's many predators among us.
Wow.
That we have to deal with every day. So the three nervous system is the foundation for the human being. And it is the mother's responsibility, based on what she's eating or what she's not eating, to build a firm foundation for that child to last him throughout his lifetime. So he can make use of his intellect and all those things that go with it that we're going to be mentioning here tonight. That is the reproductive system, the second system that we dealt with. Then we dealt with the endocrine system. All of these systems are connected. It's very difficult to talk about one without bringing in others because they're all connected. The human being is connected, and we're connected with each other. Isn't that amazing? All these different signs in our body, and shows us how the community is also connected. The human being, his body, is all connected with many different parts, many different members, and they operate as one unit. That's a sign as to how our community is supposed to operate on a higher level. Same thing is supposed to take place. If we have disease in any part of our community, it's going to sooner or later affect what? Us. So it's our responsibility to work towards solving those diseases in the community as well as the one that within our own body. Everything is connected. So we had the endocrine system, the hormones, the various organs and glands that produce them, that excrete them. And we found out that we talked about how the hormones have to be in balance. If the hormone, especially the sex hormone, Brother Rashid, are not in balance,
then we will have sexual predators. If a man's testosterone is out of balance with his estrogen, yes, men have estrogen, and women have testosterone. These sex hormones must be kept in balance. If they're not kept in balance, Brother Rashid, then we have sexual predators, both male and female, for that reason. They just didn't pop out of nowhere. There's a reason why they are produced in our society. You can counsel them forever, but if you don't correct the hormonal imbalance, they will still have the problem. They can talk to psychiatrists and psychology all day long, and you can put them in classes and teach them all that and all these other things. They will still have a propensity to be a child molester because their sex hormones are out of balance with each other. The testosterone must be in balance with estrogen and the progesterone. Those are the sex hormones. So we learned about those things. We talked about those things. We talked about the respiratory system, breathing, and having that gas exchange. The gas exchange takes place in our lung. We breathe out carbon dioxide. We breathe in oxygen. But in order for us to breathe, we have to have oxygen, iron-rich blood. That's called hemoglobin. And we must produce an enzyme to attach the iron in the hemoglobin. So we have iron-rich blood circulating everywhere. There could be no blockages. If there's blockages, then eventually we have breathing problems because the gas exchange will not take place. And the hemoglobin will fill up with carbon dioxide, and it will transfer into carbon monoxide, making it more difficult for the person to breathe and eventually take their life. So we know those things are poison, but our own body will produce them if things are not kept in balance. Health is all about balance, homeostasis. And the next system we dealt with, which was the last one we talked about, was the lymphatic system and the immunity. See, we have an immune system. We have a lymphatic system, which is the garbage disposal system. Yeah, our body produces garbage all over the place. And it's our responsibility, Brother Rashid, to clean up the garbage. We have communities. We have cities in town that have garbage trucks to come around and pick up your garbage. If they didn't do that, well, we would have garbage stacked up all over the place. If we wouldn't be able to live, it wouldn't be sanitary. Just imagine how that is in the body. If we didn't have a lymphatic system, if we didn't have the immune system protecting us. Our immune system is our protection. And we have to know how to nourish the immune system. We have to know how to produce those cells that clean up the lymphatic system, the lymphocytes. They eat up the lymph. Lymph is garbage. It parallels the blood vessels. The lymphatic vessel is parallel to the blood vessels. And we should know at least something about them. So when they are swollen, it means we don't have enough cells eating the lymph. So we have to produce and nourish the lymphocytes, those cells, to eat up the lymph. So our lymph nodes are not swollen. Infection, all these things happen. We have all those different white blood cells that we have to produce to keep us healthy, to protect us. We are created to live on planet Earth, and our body is able to deal with anything on planet Earth, but we have to know what to do to restore our health and to nourish our very system so we have optimal health. That is the object, to have optimal health where everything is working fine-tuned, efficient. If you have a disease, then that disease is going to sooner or later affect the whole body. If you have a problem with the liver, then sooner the problem going to be in the kidney. And then soon the problem will be in the brain. They're all interrelated, interconnected. So if we have a disease, it's very important for us to cure the disease. Disease is negative energy.
And it starts off as negative energy in the mind. That's where every disease starts, in the mind first. That means the cure must start also in the mind. Health and disease both starts in the mind. Where's the mind? It could be all over the place. So we're going to talk about that. So now, tonight, we're talking about the brain and the three nervous system. The brain and the nervous system. This is where we find ourselves tonight. This is the sixth system. Our congenic fiber sits on 11 systems. And that makes our body all interconnected, interrelated, integrated, and interdependent, just like a community. Just like a community. With all the members making a contribution to the whole. Our body is the same way. That is the message. The bigger meaning here. I hope we'll get in the message. So that's kind of like a review, Brother Rashid.
Great deal. Well, good deal. I just want to welcome everybody to IWDM Radio, and we're on the Science of Health and You, and our instructor for tonight is Professor Abdul Kareem out of Atlanta, Georgia. And we're ready, my brother. That was a nice setup. I'm glad I told you to do that because I had some serious notes that I forgot about, so I am excited. You know, and I hope everyone on the line is excited. Get your pad, get your paper, get your tape recorder, whatever you have to do, and this show will be available on recording. So, my brother, the floor is yours.
We covered a lot of information. We certainly appreciate it. We covered a lot of information. And like I said before, we preface this. Our object is to make this kind of simple so we can address all of our condition and work toward achieving optimal health. So we have the signs. It is called symptomatic signs. And we see the word symptom in that name of symptomatic science. This science is based on the laws of physics, Brother Rashid. It's based upon the rules to health. It's based upon natural laws. These natural laws, the laws of physics, and the rules to health, we should be familiar with these things. We have to. Because every time we break these laws or not in compliance, our body will give us a sign or a symptom. That's what the symptom is all about. It's a language, a coded language that our body is addressing us and speaking to us to warn us that we are veering off the paradigm of normalcy. Normalcy must be maintained, not abnormalcy. We can't have people running around being abnormal. That's going against the rule. There's a price to pay for that, and we all end up paying the price. Normalcy must replace abnormalcy. Just like the new must replace the old, and the strong must replace the weak. That's a universal law. If we keep things into normalcy, then our body has no reason to produce concretion to take the place of normalcy. That's what happens. That's one of the laws of physics. So the nervous system and the brain. It consists of the brain, the spinal cord, the nerve, the sense organs. Nerve cells within these organs use electrochemical signaling called nerve impulses. These are action potential. They have action, and they communicate with one another. A cell must communicate with the surrounding cells. The DNA must communicate with the genes. This is inside each cell, the nucleus of each cell. That's the genes, the DNA, and the three RNA. We've been talking about those things. We're going to always be talking about these things because these things reverse diseases because they hold the keys. They hold the keys. And the Almighty put the keys in them to cure any disease. It's already inside of us. Everything that we need to cure a disease is inside of us already. So we say every disease is curable. Symptometry, symptomatic science, say every disease is curable. It's up to the person that has the disease. We'll determine whether their disease will be cured or incurable. The person who has it will make that determination. So everything must be in communication. when the communication breaks down, that is the problem. That's where the problem lies. Communication has been blocked. It's always about blockages. When you have a disease, when you have a problem, ask yourself this question. What is being blocked? Or a better question, what is causing the blockage? What is causing the blockage? Because there's always something that produced the disease. It just didn't come out of nowhere. Every disease has a product that produced it. So I'm throwing these little keys and clues out so you can always go back to them. This helps us to trace down what caused our problem. You can track it down. You can trace it. So the nervous system. So we have the brain, the spinal cord, the nerve, the sense organs. We also have the chemical aspect, the neurochemical, neurotransmitter. We also have the nerve cells, neurons. All of these things consist of the nervous system, and we have the brain including it. It must communicate with one another. It must communicate with the muscles and with the glands. Why do they have to communicate with the muscles, Rashid?
Yeah, I'm not even trying.
They have to communicate with the muscles because the nerves are embedded in the muscles.
Mm.
This is how the muscles move our body. Because the nerves are embedded in them, and the impulse will tell the nerve what to do. The signal will be received by the nerves.
So
you think about
embedded
moving your
finger.
Yes, the nerves are embedded in the muscle because all you have to do is think about moving your finger, and your finger moves in milliseconds. The signal has been sent from your brain to your finger, to the nerves in the finger, to telling your finger to move. Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
In milliseconds, at the speed of light, when things are working properly. But if a person has Parkinson's disease, he will be shaking. He'll be trying to get his finger to move. It's already moving. It's out of control. He has no control. Why? There's a disconnect between the electrical energy. There's a disconnect. Our nerves are like power lines. If their circuit are blocked, the signal will not go through them. I hope we're making this plain as how these things work. They are so efficient. It doesn't take much to block them. We're going to mention these things that blocks these nerves from communicating, that blocks the signal. And what's in the nerves, the synapse, that gap there, must always have a neurotransmitter there to send and receive the signal, Brother Rashid.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the nerves go through our spinal cord. We mentioned the spinal cord. They go through the spinal cord to every part of the body. And nerves are everywhere. So we have our brain as the command center of the human body, the brain. It's the command center. Very important. 3 pounds. Very important for us to know what is going on. So we have the muscles and we have the glands. Each impulse produces a relative short-term effect on its target. Some nerve cells act as specialized sensory receptors that can detect changes occurred inside and outside of our body. And if you fine-tune, have everything working efficiently,
Then we have things that are unseen that will also work for us. That's our intuition, Brother Rashid. Mm-hmm. Intuition is a faculty. It's one of our faculties. And sometimes you will just get a premonition, a feeling or something warning you, don't go down this street. Don't go that way. Take a left turn. Our body is able to communicate to us things long before we get there. If we pay attention, if we keep our body optimized. Isn't that amazing? Our body, our own body will warn us.
Yes.
But we depend on all these gadgets to warn us. The GPS, we got to have that to go wherever we need to go. And sometimes they run us into a blank wall or run us off the cliff. So we always got to be thinking. We just can't shut down. We got to be thinking with these gadgets we have today. Nothing can replace the brain. Nothing can replace our brain. So we have specialized sensory receptors that can detect changes inside and outside our body. Others receive the impulse transmitted from these sensory units and interpret and act on the information received. Still others carry impulses from the brain or the spinal cord to the muscles or to the glands, stimulating them to contract or stimulating them to excrete products. This is why everything has to be working at its best, because our nervous system would release and secrete different chemicals. So everything is not in balance or working properly. This is where we have problems. We might get more or less chemical than we need, and the person would not be mentally stable or emotionally stable for that reason. So all of these things are taking place in our nervous system. Let's talk a little bit more about the brain and the mind. Then we're going to make some more connection in the different parts of the brain. So we're doing our best to keep this as simple as possible. And we said earlier, or before, you probably have heard me say, the human being has two components, the part that we can see and the part that we cannot see. That's an invisible component of the human being. The Almighty created everything in pairs. Everything has its pair. So the mind is the intangible part of the brain. The brain is tangible. We can see it. We can work on it. But we cannot see our mind. They both work together. When it comes to health, the mind must agree with the cells. If they do not agree, then there will be friction, tension, resistance, and inertia. Those are the tangents of negative energy, and that's what will produce a disease. They both must agree. So our mind must agree with what the cells need in order for our cells to reward us with good health. So the mind is the intangible, the invisible part of the person. And it has a lot of power, Brother Rashid. And people can say they could be brainwashed and believe in certain things that's not real. And somebody can take over your mind, and you think you're still in charge. But somebody else would be controlling and ruling your own mind. Do we have our own mind today, Brother Rashid? Is that a question, a fair question to ask?
I don't think we do. I really don't.
Do we possess our own mind? That's a powerful question. Because somebody been teaching you that do not have your best interest at heart, they can take control of your mind. And you will be making decisions that will not be in your best interest. We just follow the evidence. Follow the evidence. So our brain
have its pair, which is the mind. The mind is the intangible part of the brain. Why is the mind so important, Brother Rashid? Why is the mind so important?
It makes decisions.
The mind is so important because it is the decision maker.
How can I help?
It makes all of our decisions. Even though the brain is the command center, it's in command of everything. But the mind makes the decision. All of them. And this is where the problem comes. The mind do not have to make the correct decision. It can make a bad decision.
Yeah.
It can make decisions that do not agree with the cells. And every time it does that, there's a potential to produce a disease. And this is what happened. So if the person is not taught to make excellent decisions, how would he know how to make good decisions? How would he know? He had to make a lot of mistakes before he started determining, oh, man, I went down the wrong road. We had to make a lifetime of mistakes. So we should be learning from the people before us, right? In order to correct our mistakes, we should learn from the people before us so we don't have to make the same mistakes that they made. That's what progress is all about. But if we all have to make the same mistake, then we're not going to make progress. So as we talk about centimetry, you're going to learn. That's what the genes are all about, to help us to make fewer mistakes, because our genes are not our own. They came from our ancestors. They have made a lot of mistakes too. Now those mistakes are recorded in the genes for us to make the correction. But if we won't be able to access them, if we don't optimize our health. That's the connection, Brother Rashid. That's the reason why we want to be optimally healthy. That's the reason we want to cure all our disease, so we'll be able to access the information in the genes to correct our mistakes. So the mind is the intangible part of the brain. It is the decision maker. If the cell opposed the decision that the mind makes, there would be built-in conflict, tension, resistance, friction, and sometimes inertia in the person. For this reason, the forces in the person would oppose the person's effort to heal. We're talking about optimal health, healing. So we talk about healing, the signs of health in you. Healing the body. The cell must be in agreement with the mind, and the mind must be in agreement with the cell in order for that to take place, in order for that to happen. This happened without the person's knowledge. The forces that oppose healing are called negative energy. Negative energy. And in the world of forces and negative energy, the strongest force is going to win. The strongest force is going to win. So healing is about producing positive forces, positive energy. So some of them have different beliefs and conviction, and they could be based on misinformation. No belief and conviction could be based on misinformation. This is very important when it comes to our mind and getting our mind to agree with what the cells need, because we have to marshal all of the forces and harness all of the resources in our body for healing. We have to have the soul, the mind, the brain, all working to heal the person. What makes the brain function? Let's talk about that for a moment. What makes the brain function? We have this 3-pound brain. What makes it function? It is oxygen and glucose that make the brain function, as the mitochondria supplies the energy. Mitochondria is one of the organelles in our cells, It is the powerhouse. It supplies energy from the food that we eat. It receives the glucose. The starch and the sugar break down to glucose. And our mitochondria turn that glucose into energy. And it's stored in what's called ATT, adenosine triphosphate, another chemical. So the brain must have energy. It must receive oxygen, iron-rich blood. There must be iron there. And there must be an enzyme called oxidase to attach the hemoglobin, the iron to the hemoglobin. If there's blockage in the cerebral arteries, capillaries, then the brain would not receive oxygen. It is oxygen that holds the life-giving forces. It contains the forces. It is the mother of all forces in the human body, oxygen. All of the cells, the brain cells included, depend on oxygen. Depend on oxygen. It is the vertebral artery that circulates blood to the brain. If these arteries are blocked, the brain will be deprived of oxygen, it will be deprived of energy and glucose. For this reason, it will stop functioning. This is what brain death is all about. And we know if the brain is dead, the person is gone. You can have the machine to help them to breathe, but there will be no functional life there. Because all of the nerves are going back and forth to the brain, all of the signals, the impulses, back and forth to the brain throughout all the different parts of the body. The brain must function first before it can use amino acid and glucose to produce neurotransmitters, neurochemicals. If the vertebral arteries are jammed and nothing is circulating to the brain, number one, the brain cell will not be able to produce neurotransmitters and neurochemicals. Number two, the person will no longer be able to have reflexes. That's what life is all about, having reflexes. Our body is designed for movement, for moving. We're not plants. We're not stationary. We have to move. Our whole existence is based on movement, moving. And our body is designed for it. Everything is designed for movement. Moving forward, making progress. The human body is made for progress, not for standing still like a plant. Not for standing still. So let us talk about negative energy that fills up the person. Negative belief is the kind of conviction that fills the person with negative forces, resistance, skepticism, friction, inertia, doubt. All of these things are tangents of negative energy. Someone is sharing the truth to you, but you still doubt the truth. You're skeptics, skepticism. Those people who doubt are not able to heal their body, because they have negative energy. Doubt, skepticism, translate to negative energy. You must turn that into positive energy for healing. How can a person heal when there is so much built-in tension, skepticism, doubt, resistance, and friction in them? They cannot, and they will not. We can pray all we want. We have to be able to do our part. And everything must work together in harmony. This is what health is all about, harmony. So our brain must be in agreement
Our mind must be in agreement with the brain and ourselves. In order for us to achieve optimal health. Now let's address the brain briefly. The human brain is an amazing 3-pound organ that controls all function of the body. It interprets information from the outside world and embodies the essence of the mind and the soul. It has intelligence, creativity, emotion, and memory are a few of the many things governed by the brain. What is a human being without memory, Brother Rashid?
I don't know.
A human being loses his memory. What is he? If a person cannot remember their name, their sons and daughters, their wives, their religion, their God, what is he? Without a memory. So we have to protect our memory. How do we protect our memory? We have to produce certain neurotransmitters. How do we do that? We have to protect our brain cells. How do we do that? We have to eat scientifically. We just can't eat anything. Because foods have poison. They have toxic acid. They have toxic alkaloids from plants. They have additives, preservatives, coal tar derivatives. They have dyes. Then we take pharmaceuticals. And then we use drugs. The unlawful ones. We use hashes like marijuana and other drugs, illicit drugs. These things will produce receptors on our brain. Make us addicted to these things. How can the brain be in control? How can the brain carry out the responsibility of intellect, memory, creativity, emotion? How can that happen when there are so much blockages, concretion, poison? All these things will have to be removed from the brain cells. Person has Alzheimer's because they are no longer able to produce a neurotransmitter called acetylcholine. They can't produce it. Acetylcholine gives the brain cell the power, the pressure, the speed, the momentum to carry out its function. To retrieve information. To go back and retrieve the memory. If you don't produce that neurotransmitter, your memory would be lost to you. The memory is not lost, it'll be lost to you as an individual. You won't have access to it. It'll still be there, but you won't have access to it. You have to produce an electrochemical called acetylcholine, neurotransmitter. The brain receives information through our 5 senses, smell, sight, touch, taste, hearing. But Brother Rashid, you know already we have 16 faculties housed in our hippocampus. We're going to mention them right quickly. If our brain is not working properly because of blockages and things that we ate, things that we drank, and bad habits we perform, we won't have perception. Our perception would be off. We would see things in our home. For example, we see a cockroach crawling up the wall when there's no cockroaches in the house. Our perception would be off. We would be hallucinating, hearing voices, seeing images. This is what happened. You can't tell reality from fiction. We will lose our imagination. Behavior, these are faculties that we're going over. Our behavior will not be under our control. We already mentioned memory. What is a human being without memory? Coordination, being able to do two or three things at one time, coordinating things, organizing things. The brain organizes things. This is where the term organs come from, organization. That word organ, organization, that's connection. We have organs throughout our body. They're organized in a certain way. That's why they're called organs. Self-restraint. All these things are part of our faculties. They're part of our faculties. So we mentioned the five senses, Brother Rashid.
Yes, sir.
But there's more to it than that.
I understand. You want to take a quick break here? Phew. My goodness, we're going to take a little break in the action so we begin to have individuals get ready to raise their hand. I want to welcome you to IWDM Radio, to the Science of Health and You. We have as our guest tonight, our reoccurring guest, my co-host, Abdul Shaheed from Atlanta, sharing with us how our body works, the science of who you are as an individual. So if you have any questions, we've covered a lot of information. And while I'm just talking here, for those of you who want to stand by, press 1 on your phone, and your hand will raise on my screen, and you can ask some of the questions or any question that you have for yourself, for a family member, for someone you know who has an issue that he covered tonight. You know, one of the things that you shared and I got out of this is that you gave me the answer to the criminal justice system. You know, how our children, how people begin to have behavior problems based on this monster we call food. You know, and it's just really amazing how just in a short period of time, I understand Alzheimer's, I understand dementia, I understand that we have to humble ourselves and say this to ourselves, we just don't know. These laws of physics, the 16 faculties, you know, the system. You know, when you were talking about the organization structure, the first thing that came to my mind is a book I read a long time ago called The Community of Self. Now, you take the self off, you've got the community of self, you know, and
absolutely.
You kind of gave us that information. Understand that we have a garbage disposal system, electrical system. You know, parents have a total responsibility to be responsible for their children through their reproductive system and understanding what they need to do and the glands. And all. I mean, what a beautiful combination of understanding who we are as a person and the relationship that you gave us on how the body reflects what's happening on the outside as well as the inside. So for those of you who have a question tonight, I know you have to have a question. There is no way you can listen to this and not have something to say. If you don't say anything, we'll say hi, Brother Abdul. Thank you. Because something, raise your hand. You know, when you go out to the clubs, y'all raise your hand and have a party every time. You know, so here's information that got you really excited. But we want to get up and dance and do something because I can't sit here without saying something. So we have one hand raised at this particular point. Do yourself a favor. Raise your hand. Just get on the phone and just say, thank you. Invaluable information. Something that we did not know, and how can you keep it to yourself without bearing witness to it and being able to put yourself in a position, how can I learn more? Because I'm going to have to tell somebody about this. Number one, you bring them to the next class on Tuesday, and number two, you have some information that we'll give you. So we're going to take time out and answer one of the hands that's been raised here. We have our public service announcer, Mark Shaheed. Get your name and tell us where you're calling from.
As-salamu alaykum to you, Rashid Salam, and to Instructor Abdul Shaheed, and to the IWDM radio audience. This is Mark Shaheed from the STL and the Gateway City of St. Louis in the Show Me State of Missouri. I want to say Alhamdulillah, and for those who don't know what Alhamdulillah is, it only simply means that the praise and the thanks belongs to God. That's what it means.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And yes, and I want to commend Rashid Salam, and also Instructor Abdul Shaheen, an excellent, excellent production. I'm just sitting here just listening, and of course, my mind is working. It's working. I'm hoping it's working at optimal level, too. You know, you asked a question. I know it's a rhetorical question you asked early on in your presentation, Instructor Shaheed. You know, do we have a mind of our own? And so the question, the answer is absolutely not. But I remember something Imam Muhammad said early on, is that we have to select the things that go into our mind, you know, which is very, very important, which I think is congruent with what we have to select, the foods that go into our body.
Absolutely.
You've spoken so eloquently in terms of the duality, the pair that Allah references in the Quran, the tangible and the intangible, speaking of the brain as being, the human brain as being the tangible and the command center for the whole of the body, but the mind being intangible and being a property of that brain, and how important it is to actually nourish that brain, whereas it stays in a healthy condition, but it's also very important, am I correct, to have a healthy mind too, to be able to function as a human being.
Absolutely. Very important.
Other than that, you may see a physical person, a physical body moving around, but it may not be a human being that's in there. I'm seeing all this here.
Yeah,
you know,
that is the
problem. Speak about this brain, this human brain and its mind, you know, in terms of operation, there's no way it could actually operate at optimal level without selecting the proper nourishment that it is supposed to have. So I could say a lot more, but I'm getting a lot. I'm taking some good notes. And everything, and you're absolutely right. As you speak more and more on these systems, how they so interrelated, they are really interrelated. And you're absolutely right. That, you know, these organs, they're organized, and this should say something to us in terms of how we look at, you know, community life. It should be organized. I'm glad. You made that analogy because actually in studying our anatomy and all, it actually represents in terms of community, too. We have these in community, and they all are members. They all are members. I'm going to say it again. They all are members. All are members. And we have to work together for the good of the whole. So I'm going to stop there. As always, I'm always enjoying you, Rashid Salam, and Instructor Abdul Shaheed here. And, yes, I can be the first one on the dance floor because when you're receiving excellent information, and you brought that up in terms of what it is that is being fed to the mind, whether it's information, information to produce the right formation for thinking, or misinformation, where there becomes a deformation in the thinking, which is very, very important. So I don't have a problem raising my hand and just commending you on what it is that you're giving to us to help keep us healthy and everything. And I think that those who are listening in, they can do that. And I'm not just calling up and raising my hand to say hi. I am sending the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be to you.
Thank you so very much, Brother Mark.
We have another hand raised. Mark, can you please push one on your phone so you take yourself out of the queue? We do have a couple more hands that are raised here. We have 314-267. Please state your name and tell us where you're calling from.
314-267.
Hello?
Yes.
My name is Jacinta, and I think I'm your daughter.
Hi, Dad. Hi, sister, baby girl. How you doing?
I'm okay. Ahead. I have a question.
All right.
Excellent. So I just started experiencing hair loss. My hair's been thinning, and I'm natural. I don't put any chemicals in my hair. I'm all natural, and I'm trying to find out what I can do to fix whatever's going on. I have no idea. My beautician doesn't have any idea, so I don't know.
You say you don't use any chemical on your hair?
No, not as far as like perming and all that. I don't put all that kind of stuff on my hair. Mm-hmm. I do use products. I try to use natural products.
When you say natural product, do you use anything like coconut oil?
Yes.
You do?
I do.
That's your problem.
But I've been using the same products for so long, and it's like I turn.
There's a chemical in coconut oil called acantic acid. It's a chemical in it, natural acantic acid in coconut oil.
Okay.
All plants produce poison.
Right.
To protect themselves. That's what they do. That's their defense mechanism. Mm-hmm. And in coconut, it's acantic acid. So now your hair follicles need to be ionized to remove acantic acid. If you do that, use the particulates to ionize, to oxidize acantic acid from the hair follicles and nourish the hair follicles with dehydrated nutrients and lipid molecules, your hair will start growing back. And cytometry is not magic. It's just science.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There's always something blocking something. That's what you have to ask yourself the question. What is blocking my hair from being nourished, the hair follicles from nourishing my hair? Because it's not supposed to just fall off like that. There's always negative energy, something blocking.
Is it possible that it could be hormonal?
Well, anything is possible. It could be both, mm-hmm. but I know that's one of them. So hormone has to be kept in balance, but there is poison that blocks things in the human body. As far as the cell is concerned, we look for a poison, a toxic, a chemical. And see, in cytometry, we study all these things.
Right.
Every plant on planet Earth produces at least 3 poisons, and that's natural. Just to say something is natural, and we let people say, okay, it's natural, so you can use it. No, natural do not mean health. Health and natural, 2 different words, 2 different meanings.
Mm-hmm.
Something could be natural, but it also could be detrimental. You know, that's how we have to look at it. So sometimes it does not recommend using coconut oil on your skin, let alone on the hair. No skin anywhere. And we know a lot of cosmetic and skin care use coconut oil. They use shea butter. They use all of these things. But these things are from plants.
And so shea butter is in here?
Well, I'm just saying, we do the Brother Rashid mentioned chromatography. That will determine the chemicals in whatever substance that you're analyzing. That's what we have to go by. And
thank you.
That's why I mentioned that. I know a lot of A lot of our people are using shea butter. They're using coconut oil, all these things. Oh, this is natural. Well, natural and health is not the same. We have to go deeper. And this is what symptometry is bringing to us. So we're not taking advantage of, and we know better. There's always something causing something, and there's always a reason. Things just do not happen.
Right.
And if we block enzyme production, if we block the cell from being nourished, and then we will have abnormality, because that's what a disease is. It's an abnormality. Thing got blocked. Communication. So in the half-father, you can take it all the way into the genes, the DNA and the chromosome and the RNAs. You're not able to produce the gene to keep your hair healthy because they're being blocked. The communication was shut down in your hair follicles, in the cells there. It's all, everything goes back to that. Everything goes back to the cells.
Okay.
And if you look deep enough and you're pointing in the right direction, you will find the product that produced the disease. It's always the product that produces every disease. And that's what symptomatology is experts at, finding the product that produced the disease. Well, I'll just share it with you. If you were talking to Dr. Norty, that's what he would tell you. He would question you until you come up with the And on the first go, because I study this every day. It's coconut oil. Do not use it on your skin. Do not use it on your hair.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty, gentlemen.
And if you want to solve the problem and have a piece here, then come to symptometry, and you'll get the particulates to ionize the aconic acid, and then the hair follicle will be nourished, and your hair will grow back.
I'm nervous to
follow the rule.
And the perfect call. You get a opportunity to have a consultation with him. He's going to pay off his phone number. You can call and get some more details if you need it, darling, okay?
All right, Daddy.
All right.
So we're so glad we were able to help you. Thank you for that question. That probably helped a lot of other people as well.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. We have 229-591. 229-591, you're on the air. 229-591, you had your hand raised. Okay, I guess they did. Okay. What else we got here? We're going to get him out of that queue here. Okay, anyone else who, in the meantime, while you're thinking about pushing one on your phone, we want to welcome you to IWDM Radio, to the Science of Health and You. We've had a phenomenal hour, our first hour here, discussing issues pertaining to the brain and the three nervous systems. We had a wonderful opportunity as well to hear a lot more about the 5 weeks that we had before here, when we talked about blood, cardiovascular system, reproductive system, the endocrine system. We talked about our respiratory system and hormone systems and things of that nature, showing the connection, the interconnection of how all this works together. We went to the lymphatic system, and we now on the brain and the three nervous systems, and I can see the correlation. I can see the relationship that's happening here. And as I said earlier, if I had to go to the criminal justice system, I could make a case for everybody who's in jail.
Exactly.
I can make a case for us. Why are you locking people up who are mentally disturbed? Because basically, in essence, they have a mental disposition that's not functional. And so what good does it do you to lock them up? Because all you're doing now is making it worse, and the food that you eat in the jail cells makes it even worse as well. And they keep going back. Yes, and I see the reasons for recidivism. You can see the reason for this.
Yes.
I mean, you can actually make a case out of this. And then when you talk
that's
about
that's what
the toxicity,
we plan on doing, Brother Rashid. We put together a proposal and have our test case and prove that this is what's happening. We're producing the criminal based on what they're eating and what they're drinking. They cannot produce neurochemical and neurotransmitter to be on a paradigm of a human being.
Yes, sir. And that's a deep statement. I mean, it's a hurtful statement, but it humbles you because you know it's not our fault to some degree, and you know that the way they re-engineering and doing the food with seeds and so forth and
make
so
it
on,
even
you know,
worse. Yes.
Yeah, it makes it even worse. You know, and we did talk about that early on for those who are on the line, that we had an article back in 1936 that told everybody how bad the soil was. And so if you have sick soil, you have sick plants. You have sick plants, you have sick animals. If you have sick animals, you have sick people. So this this information can be just basically incorporated into our lives as family members. We can teach our children. We are doing this to our own children, and we don't even know we're doing it. You know, so this is why this is important. This is why you have to get other people on the telephone. This is why you got to have people call in, and this is why you have to call in and download information off the website that Brother Abdul Shaheed is providing us with. You got to call and get information on what can we do to get started in cleansing and sanitizing. So for those of you who are on the line tonight, press one on your phone and ask the question because you know somebody who's got a problem. You know, it's just plain and simple as that. You can't sit on this phone and say you don't know someone who's sick or who's ill. If you have children, you know good and well you're not feeding your children the proper food because we now know that the food is bioengineered. So we're feeding ourselves and feeding our family members unhealthy products, meaning that you will have unhealthy results. So you want to take your children to the hospital? You know, I don't want that on me. I just don't want that on me. So that's why I study this way of life. That's why I practice this way of life. That's why I get involved in the education that's being presented to us today so I can have a good understanding of what I'm doing and what I'm sharing to make sure our children make good choices. This community of cells, this, you know, information about how our cells work. Don't forget we have 200 cell types, over 100 trillion cells, and we don't understand anything about any of it. We have an opportunity tonight. You hear scientific, educational information that affects you and your life. So with that, anyone else who have a hand raised here, we have, yes, ma'am, we sure do here. Let me get this one so we can get back to We know we weren't going to do it all tonight. But the bottom line is,
it's impossible.
Tonight,
I have so much here to share. It's impossible.
We can run with for the next month. I'm telling you. We have 219-484. Please state your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Yes, my name is Dr. Jamal Rashid and Gary.
Dr. Jamal Rashid, how are you, sir?
Dr. Jamal.
Okay, I'm driving, so I hope you can hear me.
Yes, we can.
About the brain and the mind, you know, there are a lot of things that interfere with our thinking, like our emotions. So can you elaborate somewhat on the emotions? And the pituitary gland is located in the head. How does that impact or affect our thinking?
Okay. Absolutely. That's an excellent question. Excellent question.
Okay, you want to hold on to that one to take his next question first, Brother Abdul? Or you just want to ask that question?
I'll go ahead and address it quickly now.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Dr. Jamal.
You know, we have different structure in our brain. You have the pituitary, you have the hypothalamus, you have the pineal gland, you have the thalamus, basal ganglion, and we also have the limbic system. That is the system that controls our emotion. It is the center of our emotion, our learning. Our memory included in this system are the hippocampus, the hypothalamus, and the hippocampus as well. So all of these things are connected. They're all connected. If the pineal gland is congested, if the hippocampus is congested, if the hypothalamus is congested, then there will be problems. There will be problems. So we also have different neurotransmitter. If the person is not producing serotonin, their behavior will be affected. If a person is not producing the sex hormone, in balance, the estrogen, the testosterone, the progesterone, and they're not kept in balance, there'll be also more emotional issues. And we're going to be discussing more of them, if not tonight, on our next occasion. We're going to be speaking about what happened when the person can't produce certain neurotransmitters. We are controlled as human beings by hormone, by enzyme, by neurotransmitter, neurochemical. This is what controls the human being. This is what puts us and keeps us on the paradigm of a human. If we're not able to produce these things, if we can't produce them, no chance to be human. You can preach to the person, you can talk to them all you want. It's not going to matter to them. The human being must be in balance with his own creation. And this is part of the reason why we have problems. Emotional problem, mental problem, they all are curable. They're all curable, Dr. Jamal. And this is the point that we want to bring out. All of these conditions are curable. People do not have to just resort to taking drugs to try to control their symptoms, because that's all they'll be doing, attempting to control their symptoms.
Okay, just specifically, the pituitary gland, isn't that one of the major glands that control the other glands or something to that effect?
Well, you know, they used to say that that was the king gland in the body. But here again, you can make that argument to the hypothalamus, which is 3-in-1. It is the regulator.
Okay.
It's the alarm system. It does so many different things. It opens and closes off the glands. It produces inhibin to shut down hormones at certain times. You know, is that the master gland? Or is it the pioneer gland that put us in touch with the creation, that put us in touch with our with our intuition that warns us long before the danger comes, we can already see it and sense it. Is that the king of the glands in the body? Who knows? All of them are important.
Right.
We just can't leave out any of these things. You can't leave out any of them.
I got it.
You know, the pituitary gland lie in a small pocket of the bone at the skull base called the celiac tusica. The pituitary gland is connected to the hypothalamus. See, they're connected. They're right there together.
All right.
And it's connected by this pituitary stalk. And they say it's the master gland, but, hey, you know, that's what they say.
Right.
It controls a lot of
different
things.
Okay, I got you. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Dr. Maul. Let's push 1 on your phone so we can take you out of the queue. And thank you very much. If you have another question, please press 1. We also have currently 636-383. Please state your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Abdul Rahim from Winsfield, Missouri. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
You mentioned not using shea butter a little while ago, and I was going to use some of that on my knees. Man. And, well. And, you know, because it has been working.
Oh, yes.
Well, there's one.
Everything, I mean, a lot of things, they have benefits, and they also come with risks. See, that's that duality in the creation. So you have to weigh the plus and the minus. If you get more benefit out of it, I'm not trying to tell you not to use it. I just give the sign. I'm just a messenger.
Right. Okay. And there was one other thing you mentioned, a type of milk that shouldn't be consumed. It's rice
milk,
one of them. Milk, yes.
Milk.
That shouldn't. Yes.
No milk should be consumed. No milk should be consumed after the person has been weaned from his mother. No milk.
No.
Did you hear that word? No.
Yeah.
No milk should be consumed when the person has been weaned from his mother. Why is that? Why? Why do you think that's the case? Why would we drink milk?
I don't have a clue.
Why would we drink milk? Why do people drink milk after they have been weaned from the mother? Why?
What they say causes to build strong bones, et cetera, et cetera.
What's causing the strong bone to be built? That's in milk.
The calcium. They say the calcium.
Yes. That calcium is a high phosphorus protein. See, they didn't tell you that part. It's high phosphorus protein that will produce lactic acid in our system, and it will cause the bone to deteriorate. After the person has been weaned from his mother, milk become a bone breaker. You'll be walking on a cane. You'll be holding to the walker. Someone have to support you. Pretty soon, your TPP, enzyme, you won't be able to produce it. Then you will be paralyzed. This is what happens to people as they age. What's causing that? They drink milk all their adult life. Milk become a bone breaker, a bone destroyer. All food have calcium. You understand? All food have calcium.
Yes, yes, yes.
Now, if all food have calcium, why are they selling milk and saying, this is where you get your calcium from? Why?
To make money.
Absolutely. Follow the money. Why would you sell nuts to a human being when you know nuts have toxic, have poison? Why would you sell them?
Mm-hmm.
They're toxic. They have hydrocyanic acid, they have cyanide, and they also have mold, fungus.
Wow.
And people eat them every single day. And they stay at the doctor's office. So why would they sell them? Follow the money.
Yes. Okay.
So I'm sorry to sound animate, but or animated.
Yeah.
I apologize. I'm not jumping on you. I'm just trying to explain.
Yeah. You know, okay. And I have a question here about sea moss again. About can you put sea moss on your skin? And some people say, is it adaptable to your diet if you put it in a smoothie? So before you answer that question, let me get to the other line that's been holding for a minute, and that is 229-591. Please state your name and tell us where you're calling from. 229-591. The mic is open.
Okay.
Really? We'll get away from that one. Okay, so you can answer that question while I'm waiting to determine who this X person is here. Go ahead, Brother Man.
Okay, we said sea moss.
Yes.
And we mentioned this before about sea moss
yes.
and Irish moss
yes,
as well.
Have.
Both of them
yeah.
have mucilage. Mucilage. Mucilage is that sticky, slimy substance. And also sea moss is from the sea. That means the sea has abundancy of bromine. So that's a double whammy. Now you can people use these things because certain people recommend them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a student of science. I'm following the science. If you use the sea moss and you end up with urinary inconstancy because you cannot empty your bladder because the ducts are being shut down. Just remember that the sea moss you use.
Okay.
For so many years. That's just a warning.
It's good and bad and everything, right? And over time.
Exactly. You have to weigh the pressures in the mountain. I don't want to have urinary inconstancy. Period.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm having enough issues. I'm going to have to deal with that one.
It's like the subject, you can drink milk if you want to, but over time, it will break down your bones. Eventually,
exactly.
It may not get you today.
Somebody going to be leading you around because you won't be able to stand on your own. I mean, you have to make the choice. That's what living is all about, making choices.
What do they say? People say they fall down, they break their hip, but you broke your hip before you fell down. That's why you fail.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and when you get to become a senior, if you break your hip, your health is downhill from that point on.
Yes, it is. Okay. Well, I want to welcome everybody to IWDM Radio. This is The Science of Helping You. It's Dr. Shaheed, Professor of Symptometry. And we're just learning a lot today. I mean, just an amazing program. You know, I think if we took any more, we probably wouldn't be able to sleep tonight because I'm overwhelmed already. We came up with so many different pieces of information. Disease is a negative energy. All diseases start in the mind. You know, the laws of physics, the rules of the health laws that we break, it's just amazing. We're talking about the brain tonight, and the brain and the three nervous systems, how they work, the spine and the nerves and the brain working together, the genes, the DNA and the RNA, the three levels of RNA. What got me tonight, you always get me every night, the nerves, you know, you said the muscles and the nerves and the glands and how they work and why the nerves are there and the fact that that millisecond that you want to raise your finger, the nerve has already activated your muscle for your finger to move. And it's a remarkable concept, you know. And we've learned so much in the time that we've been on the air, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you who, as I said, didn't raise your hand, I'm not really getting on your case or anything like that. I'm just saying, you know somebody who's sick, okay? You know somebody in your family has an issue, has a problem. And we've talked about the silent killers, the stress, and the sleep disorders that come from us not being able to master this thing called food. And so we have an article about food is a monster. So anyone who wanted to get that particular article,
exactly,
to be able to access that, you know, we talked about asthma, we talked about autism, we talked about arthritis and hypertension, inflammation, and all these things work with our 11 systems, you know, and then the 16 faculties that he just discussed. What amazing information. I know it's hard to take. I really know it's a lot to take. You know, you probably got two pieces of paper like I do with notes all over it, but this is a recorded program. You have an opportunity to go back and listen to it succinctly, so you really get out of what you want to get out of it. And those shows prior to this, the 11 systems of our human body, this matrix that he talks about, that we really have to get to understand where we're going and what we're doing. So when we finish this series of 11 systems, we're going to have to go all the way back and begin to show the interconnection, how the whole body operates. This community of cells that we're talking about, and Mark Shaheed talked about the members and how it can relate to the universal order of things, you know. And so this obedience that we have to do to protect the health laws, to protect the rules of good health, we need to master that. We need to share that. And more importantly, we need to lay the path for our children to have a successful life. And this is what this show is all about for those of you on here. So if you want to just press one on your phone just to give the greeting, just say hello, say thank you, or whatever it is that you may want to say to Abdul Shaheed, please feel free to do it right now. I'm going to have him do the next 20 minutes of closing down the topic itself and showing how to prepare us for the next show, because I can't take any more information, to be honest with you. Now, maybe you can, but see, you guys are not raising your hands, so I don't know what you're feeling like right now. So let's fresh one on your phone. Just share and thank the brother for sharing with us about blood pressure, the heart regulates, the energy levels, and how to maintain optimal health. More importantly, the science of who you are. We're getting it tonight. We're in a medical classroom, for those of you who don't know. So we took it out of the classroom a couple of weeks ago and put it in your room, and we didn't get very much response. So I guess people like taking notes and like listening. We have auditory people. We have people who visual people. I don't know which one you are, but I know one thing. You hear what's being said tonight because you never heard it before. It's so important that we take advantage of this and share this information with our family members and share this information with your neighbors. You know you have a person down the block or walking on a cane. You know a person has high blood pressure and diabetes. So just take it upon ourselves to provide them with what they need, because now you know. You can't get away from not knowing. So now you're responsible for you.
So make yourself responsible for other people so they can experience what you're experiencing, this great information. So we don't have anybody hands raised at the time, Instructor Abdul. So if you want to go ahead and share a little bit more information and close down the culmination of the brain, we're going to have to do this next week. I'm sorry. We won't get
there. We're going to have to fill in the gap.
We're going to have to do it. We got to finish this. We haven't even got to the cerebral vital fluid yet, which is
exactly
a culmination
and
of
how
the brain.
Dirty it could be and how to clean it and all that.
I have so many people who have blind problems and they die and don't even know why they die because of the unhealthy
cerebral spinal fluid.
So once you can give them the information on the spinal fluid and take it back to the brain and take it back to the nerves and you're going to slow it down and close it down. Oh, wait a minute. I got one hand raised right here. I don't know who this is, but he raised his hand. I must have said something that caught their attention. And the area code is 111. And the first three other letters are 111. State your name and tell us where you called from.
Assalamu alaikum to you brothers this evening.
Assalam, Sister Amina, how you doing?
Yes, it is I. I had to call in. Yes, I did. I want to tell you that I appreciate you brothers with all the wonderful information, the reawakening information that you bring. And I, you know, I have to go back and listen to the archives because most times I had to put it on my calendar to remind myself that I ended up doing other things and I forgot about the program. So I have it marked on my calendar now. Remember, Tuesday night, 7 to 9, to listen
to
you all.
Know what we might say that could help you.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. So I just wanted to call it, and I wanted to personally thank you, brothers. Please keep up the good work. This is excellent information that we need to reawaken. And I personally am on this journey of getting my health back to where I want it to be, because it's been pretty good. But I'm coming back from a few things that kind of happened, you know, recently with myself, with my own health, and you know, I've been blessed that I've been on a good path most of the years, but I kind of fell off a little bit. So this is kind of helping motivate me even more. And as you know, Brother Abdul Shaheed, you and your wife know, I've been in the healthcare field, remember, all these years.
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am.
So
you have.
I have to remember and reinvigorate and really remind myself, take care of my own health, you know, as I've always told others to do. I'm looking at taking care of my own health better. And being that I've been a Muslima all these years, that has helped. That has helped. So that's all I wanted to say for this time.
I just wanted
to call in.
Okay, Amina, if you like.
Assalamu alaikum.
If you like, if you need to catch up on some of the recordings, we do have recordings. So you can always contact me or Abdul Shaheed, and we can forward to you on your phone some recordings that may be a benefit to you, okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. All right. Thank you very much for calling. Just press one on your phone. We appreciate you, and we'll talk with you soon.
Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you again.
Okay, we also have 314-305. Please state your name and tell us where you're calling from. 314-305.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Okay.
Yeah,
you know what? One of the questions I had for tonight has been answered. Somebody else asked it. But I wanted to ask you about pickles, like things like, sauerkraut, things that have been fermented. Pickles.
Oh, ferment. Ferment.
What?
Great question.
That word ferment. Yes. Do you know what that word means, ferment?
I know it kind of cooks itself.
I said, do you know what that word means, ferment, ferment?
I kind of do.
Okay. I'm going to explain it a little bit further.
Okay, listen. I'm at work, so I'm going to get off the line and I'm going to listen.
Okay. Thank you for that question. That's an excellent question.
Yeah. Press one on your phone. Thank you very much for the call.
Well, like I said,
press one on your phone. All right. Press one on your phone.
So when we ferment fruits and vegetables, there's a process of producing a substance called aldehyde. A substance aldehyde. And that substance takes the sugar that's in fruits and vegetables, turn them into alcohol. Alcohol. And alcohol is one of the eight substances that denature enzyme.
Oh my goodness.
So if you're gonna ferment lettuce to produce sauerkraut, or you're going to ferment pickles and cauliflower and all these things, you're producing alcohol. You're taking the sugar and converting it to aldehyde, alcohol. And we already now know that alcohol denatures enzyme. Anything that denatures your enzyme will make your enzyme worthless after you're able to produce it. What is the point of that? There's already a problem with eating cucumbers. We make those pickles out of cucumbers. That's a hypertensive food already. And then you use also the lettuce for sauerkraut. The lettuce already has an alkaloid called lactoglycopyrin. That's about 20-some letters to make up that word. Lactoglycopyrin.
Wow.
That's a plant alkaloid that is heat resistant. And then you're going to convert the sugar in that plant to alcohol. That's what fermentation does. That's what fermentation does. And it happens sometimes. And fermentation will happen naturally. This is why people take grapes and they ferment them for the alcohol. And grapes already have a substance called tartaric acid that will already by itself compromise your enzyme by itself. Now you're going to convert the sugar in it to alcohol. Double whammy.
Almighty grape. The almighty grape,
yeah.
Right?
Double whammy.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
It's all about money, most instance, about money.
When I first met you, I think that was one of the questions that I asked about pickles, because I had a thing for pickles, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I knew now to stay away from them. It was the hardest thing for me to do, other than just like sweets and donuts and those types of things. Once you begin to wean yourself off this stuff, you feel a whole lot better. Your taste buds go away.
And then you can't stand them anymore. You can't stand them anymore.
That's right. I cannot stand pickles. Okay, I bear witness. All right, Don, I hope we answered the question for you. We appreciate your call. Could you press 1 on your phone so we can take you out of the queue? Anyone else have a question or just want to ask a question for somebody you know, somebody you want to share some information with, let us know. Raise your hand. So we have about 10 good solid minutes of the show and a little bit over if you wanted, but why don't you go ahead and close down on the spinal fluid and the brain and just kind of package next week's show so we can be prepared. Oops, got another hand raised. Hang on just one second.
Two two nine five nine one.
You live on the air.
Her name. You can read her name. First and last name.
They were on hold. Oh, man, I'm telling you. That they came on twice to keep raising their hand and no say anything. Okay. Mm-hmm.
we are all the hands are down. So, my brother, continue.
Yeah, Brother Rashid, I want to take my time on the cerebrospinal fluid and really take time on that. So what I want to do with the few minutes that we have left, I want to mention three.
We have an hour left. We're not going to take it all, I think. But I don't know if they want to stay on the line that long, but we do have an hour on a spare time.
Okay, I still would like to share those new neurotransmitters. There are three major neurotransmitters: acetylcholine, serotonin, and norepinephrine.
Okay.
Those three neurotransmitters must be always kept in balance. So I'd like to share some condition that would happen if those things are not kept in balance. And what acetylcholine is so important for our overall health and mental clarity. That neurotransmitter is so important. I have 27 function or acetylcholine that we'd like to just mention and share. Can you imagine 27 different functions from one neurotransmitter? It's just mind-boggling what these electrical chemicals can do, what they do in our body to keep us healthy. It's just amazing. And this is the one that's connected to Alzheimer's disease. It is connected, tied to Alzheimer's disease. And people mention that there's a gene for mental illness, a gene for dementia, a gene for Parkinson, and a gene for Alzheimer. All of these things are factually incorrect. There are no genes for a disease. Genes do not cause diseases. There's two functions of the genes. Number one, to release the blueprint to the DNA. Number two, to store information. That's it. To release the blueprint, number one, and to store information. That's the function of the genes. They do not produce diseases. There's no genetic diseases. That is factually incorrect when they say a gene causes disease. No. All our brain is centric and body is centric are made by ribosomal RNA. It produces all our brain and body and cell essentials. That is the RNA that does most of the work that produces almost everything for us. Ribosomal RI. B-O-S-O-N-A-L, RNA. And it produces in conformity to the specification in the blueprint that comes from the gene, the instruction that comes from the genes. The gene releases the instruction. That's what we need to know. And it will only release the instruction if the DNA is perfect, in perfect condition. If it becomes fragmented or have problem unwinding, the gene will not budge to release the blueprint or the instruction, and you will have a disease. No ifs, no ands, no buts. You will have a disease. Acetylcholine is in all of our striated and skeletal muscles. You hear what I'm saying? Acetylcholine is in all our striated. The striated muscles are found in the heart. The heart is striated muscles, interlocking, interwoven network of muscles. That's the heart. And the rest, skeletal muscles. And acetylcholine is in all of them. If it's not, well, your muscles are going to start working. You'll be paralyzed. It is in the three nervous system. This is acetylcholine. And it dilates the arteries and the capillaries to ease circulation. Therefore, no human being can function optimally without acetylcholine and TPP. the thiamine pyretic peptide. That's an enzyme. They work together. A neurotransmitter, an enzyme. What is the main function of acetylcholine? Its main function is to supply forces, power, strength, and pressure to the neuropeptide, to the nerves, and to the neurons. This is how they get their power, their strength, their speed, their pressure to do their job, from the acetylcholine. Therefore, in order to have a healthy mind and body, it is recommended that a person produce 10 to 15 billion neurons every day. I repeat, in order for a person to have a healthy body and a healthy mind, it is recommended that they produce 10 to 15 billion neurons every day. Millions of neuropeptides and thousands of enzymes called acetylase, TPP, oxidase, and acetylcholine esterase. These are enzymes that the person must produce, and these enzymes must not be denatured or made worthless. Acetylcholine performs at least 27 functions. It is responsible for using neuropeptide and neuron to enhance the following. I'm going to share these following 27 things that take place in our body that would not take place without or lack of the production of acetylcholine. Number one, alertness for about 17 hours out of the 24 hours a day. The rest of the time is for sleep. To be active and alert for 17 hours. Number two, consciousness for 24 hours. Even when we are sleeping, without enough acetylcholine, a person can easily lose consciousness, or they will slip into a coma and remain in a coma for days or for months until enough acetylcholine wakes them up. Number three, concentration. When listening, when reading, and when studying, attention deficit disorder or attention deficit and hyperactive disorder is the result of not producing enough acetylcholine. You understand?
Yes, sir.
That's a mouthful right there. That solved how many problems? Millions of problems across this country, the children.
That's right. Yes.
Hyperactivity. And we're giving them drugs that would do nothing for them but make them worse. Our body produces everything in order to restore our health and to keep us healthy. Number four, focus when looking at an object or when performing a task. Can't do it without acetylcholine. Number five, coordinating commands or urges in execution. For example, the urge to urinate calls for going to the bathroom to urinate. The urge to eat calls for finding something to eat, etc. And all of these activities can be possible thanks to acetylcholine. You would not here have the urge to even go to the bathroom without acetylcholine. You do what you do right where you are without acetylcholine. Number six, stored information in the gene. For storing information in the genes, the histone in the hippocampus, short-term memory compartment, that's the histone, short-term memory, long-term memory, nuclear histone in the hippocampus are stored there. That's the memory department for long-term memory. Nuclear histone. These are structured in the genes. That's what they do. They store information and they release the blueprint. Two things that our genes do. and retrieving information at the speed of light. This is what acetylcholine helps us to do, speed, to retrieve information from our genes at the speed of light. The information is always there. We're just unable to retrieve it when we need it. It will retrieve information in milliseconds, Brother Rashid, to express a thought or an opinion coherently. Number seven, differentiation. You say of colors, of faces, voices, shapes, words, letters, hot and cold, tall and short, slim and overweight. To understand all these different differentiation, good idea, bad idea, cars and trucks, to tell the difference between them, buses and trains, bicycle and motorcycle, to tell the difference between these things, boats and ocean liner, pistol and rifle, to distinguish the difference between these. If you don't produce acetylcholine, you will not know the difference between these objects. Good behavior, bad behavior, sugar and salt, to taste the difference between sugar and salt, Brother Rashid. If you cannot produce acetylcholine, you will not know the difference. The difference between a river and a pond, a cat and a dog. We take so much for granted. If you don't produce acetylcholine, the person will not be able to know the difference between a cat and a dog, a mouse and a raccoon, snake and a belt. We take so much for granted, brother.
We do.
And there are people that will get to where they cannot recognize and tell the difference between these things. Number eight, separation of words, paragraph, chapters, etc. when writing. To be able to separate a sentence, a paragraph, a chapters, when you're writing, acetylcholine is responsible for that. Self-satisfaction. When is enough enough? When you're eating, acetylcholine tell you when you're satisfied, when enough is enough. When you're drinking something, your acetylcholine will tell you when to stop, that this is enough. Without it, nothing to stop you. We wonder, why is the person kept eating and he's weigh 1,000 pounds? Or she weigh 1,000 pounds. Why did they keep eating? Could not produce acetylcholine. They were not satisfied. They didn't reach that limit of satisfaction. It takes all of these to be human. All the craving, the addiction, the habits, all those who crave sugar, sweets and chocolate, wine and liquor, or addicted to marijuana or cocaine or methamphetamine, sex, pornography, etc., are not producing enough acetylcholine. That's it. If we can help them produce acetylcholine and keep them in balance with the other neurotransmitter, the person will come back to normalcy. How simple is that, Brother Rashid?
Simple.
Instead of locking the person up.
Yes.
Mandatory counseling and this and that, and they're still not going to get any better. Number 10, we're just down to 10. Now, 27 of these. Organization. Say organization of ideas, to write a letter, to write a composition, to write an essay, to write a book. How many of us have book inside of us, but we can't put it all together? And we will never write the book. We're not producing enough acetylcholine. For organization, to write a book. For reading. How many of us has a reading problem? You know, we can't take the time to read anything. We're not producing acetylcholine. For reading, dyslexic children and adults cannot produce acetylcholine and neuropeptide for reading. You can holler and scream at the child, oh, you can't read this, you can't read that. Read this, no, you can't go to the movie, you can't do this. The person have dyslexia. They're not producing enough acetylcholine. You can punish them all you want, not going to make any difference. And they're not producing other neuropeptide for reading. Reading is a learned skill that comes with practice, word identification, letter identification, and differentiation. It is a neuropeptide, tripeptide, and tetrapeptide that do the lettering identification, word identification, word stabilization, and syllable separation when reading to follow a story or to understand the subject matter. If these peptides cannot be produced, words will run into each other. Letter will be inverted. Letter will be upside down, etc., thereby making reading extremely difficult, if not impossible. Number 12, writing. How to hold a pencil or a pen to write. Can you imagine? Yeah, adults cannot hold a pen or pencil to write because they're not producing enough acetylcholine. Dr. Norty shared with us a person who came to him who could not hold a pencil properly. She would tear up the paper trying to hold a pencil. She could not write. And when he finished with her, she could write. He helped her to produce acetylcholine and other neuropeptides. And now she could learn, she holds her pencil properly. An adult, not a child, an adult. All those years they went through not able to hold a pencil. Neuropeptide must retrieve letters and words from memory, transport them to the finger holding the pen or pencil, cause concentration, and cause penmanship. Neurotransmitter, acetylcholine. 13, for comprehension. How many times we read the Quran and we just couldn't get it? We couldn't comprehend the message. And we read a book, we just didn't get it. Other people got it, but we couldn't get it. Comprehension. Neuropeptide must transport the light vibration from the words that are being read to the cognitive center of the hippocampus. Cognitive center will recognize the letter and the words in sentences and quickly translate them based on a frame of reference at hand. Number 14, analysis. Neuropeptide will deconstruct the idea and the concept for a different perspective. How many of us, you know, we have one perspective on things. We can't come up with a different concept, a different perspective. We look at everything one way. 15, judgment, self-explanatory. 16, choice. Living is about making choices, and we all have to make them. And there's consequences for everyone that we make. 17, decision-making, same thing. Consequences for every decision. 18, reasoning, to be able to reason with a person. Some people you cannot even reason with. You're not producing enough acetylcholine for reasoning. 19, estimation, how to use your judgment to estimate things. If you get out on the highway, you can't estimate distance, you can end your life. Very important. We take these things for granted. Number 20, evaluation. How to evaluate a situation. Well, this is good for you or bad for you. How to evaluate, how to measure what we're doing from one moment to the next. 21, learning. Neuropeptides will create the capacity to quickly transfer new teachings to the histone, short-term memory bank. Number 22, determination to achieve an objective. How many of us give up before we reach our goal? We call for determination. We stop right before the success comes because we lack determination. We cannot produce the neurotransmitter called acetylcholine
to keep us moving forward, to make us more determined to achieve our objective. 23, ingenuity and creativity. How important are those things? That's what makes the difference between winning and losing. Ingenuity and creativity. Neuropeptide unlocks unused possibility and solution from the neurohistone that's clocked into our genes, Brother Rashid. The ancestor left them there for us, but we cannot access it because we cannot produce enough acetylcholine. 24, very important here, thinking. We want to leave a legacy to our children and grandchildren of thinking, how to think. People have given up on thinking. That's why we have all these problems, Brother Rashid. People have stopped thinking. And the ability to produce ideas. Ideas are configurations of atomic patterns. Atomic patterns. Configuration of atomic patterns. That's what ideas are. Neuropeptide turned these patterns into useful concepts for immediate use. This is what thinking is all about. Producing new ideas that have never been created before. 25, intelligent. This is the gift that the Almighty gave the human being, and no other part of the creation has this. Intelligent. We will miss out on it if we cannot produce acetylcholine. We're almost to the end. 26, self-teaching. Can you imagine? Self-teaching. Mm-hmm. How many of us are able to teach ourselves to play an instrument, to play the piano, to learn the computer, to learn the cell phone? Many of our children come here. They're born self-teaching themselves. They can take your cell phone and do all kinds of things with it. But something happened later on in their life, and they lose their creativity. Something happened. We start feeding them the old food that we've been eating all our life, and that blocked their acetylcholine from being produced, and they become just like the rest of us. So self-teaching, someone in the paternal and the maternal line of ancestry knew how to produce an object. The skill to produce this specific object is in the nuclear histone. The nuclear histone will unlock this skill or talent and make it available to the person for self-teaching. Many talents and skills are in the nuclear histone for self-teaching. And you will ask the question, who taught that person that? Who taught her? Who taught him? It was the ancestor that left the clues in the histone of our nuclear histone of our genes. And that person retrieved them. So they learned that skill on their own. They self-taught themselves. Can you imagine what we'll be able to do when we optimize our health and produce the neurotransmitter? This is just one neurotransmitter called acetylcholine. 27.
Wow.
Learn behavior. This is the last one on the acetylcholine. Learn behavior. Neuropeptide develop the capacity to follow what is being taught, and they are ready to reenact the various stages of the process. This is what learn behavior is all about, following the pattern, following the instruction. Can you imagine what kind of community we will establish? What kind of society we can build? It's just absolutely amazing when a human being optimizes their health. And I'm just talking about one of the neurotransmitters. I mentioned three. I mentioned norepinephrine. I mentioned serotonin. And we just talked about 27 function of acetylcholine.
My goodness, now I know how the pyramids were built.
Absolutely.
They had the ability to produce these neurotransmitters. They accessed the ancestral genes. The genes are indestructible. They are immortal. The DNA can be destroyed, but the gene will be passed on until Allah rolled up the creation. They'll be passed on. And I will be in those groupings. This is why we have to cure our disease, so we pass on disease-free genes to the coming generations. No blemish on them, because we will have removed the blemishes. Isn't that amazing?
It absolutely
is. What we have in our grasp, if more people would take this serious and become students, and we're just scratching the surface, Brother Rashid. We're just scratching the surface to share with people.
Yes, sir.
That's all
yes,
we're doing here.
Yes, sir. My goodness, what a humbling, presentation, my brother. I want to thank you so much for just a snippet of what's in your head.
Yeah, that's what it is.
You know, and I know we would have to continue this ongoing brain and nerve concept probably until next week. So I look forward to that. So, what a humbling experience tonight. I must say, for those who have not been humbled, you know, maybe you're not listening, but my God, this was excellent. It was absolutely
just imagine what the Almighty have done for us, and we still be begging and asking to help us and save us and all this. He does everything.
Built in. Born and raised with it. So we are learning cytometry, the study of the human cells. This therapeutic focuses solely on the well-being of the living cell. To achieve this objective by emphasizing cell nourishment, blood sanitation, and regular cell maintenance. We just got a little bit of it in the classroom today. So, instructor, why don't you shut us down, close us down, and prepare us for next Tuesday? And pass on some information on how we can access this information on recording, as well as contact you for more information.
Absolutely. We have really enjoyed ourselves tonight, Brother Rashid, and sharing the information. And we hope more people will come on the line to participate along with us, to understand and to know our own strength and our own weaknesses. So we like, for those people who have a need to contact us, please feel free to contact us through our cell phone at 678-572-7269. That's 678-572-7269. You may also send us an email to get further clarification or to address any individual situation. You may send us an email at ashaheed2@gmail.com, ashaheed2@gmail.com, and Shaheed is spelled S-H-A-H-E-E-D. And as a website, we'd like to invite you to go to. This website is to the American School of Cytometry. And it's amsos.org, amsos.org, the American School of Cytometry. Go there, click on articles. There's a good chance you will find your condition or your disease, going to the root cause and explaining what happened, explaining to you the mistakes that were made and how to correct those mistakes, explaining to you how the disease is cured, not just treat symptoms, going to the source that produced the disease and removing it from the body. This is how you cure diseases. So please go there, find out information on cytometry, find out information on the school, become a student, and so we can know about how our body operates. We also like to ask you to join us on tomorrow from 12 noon to 1 p.m. on AM 360. We have a program called Optima Health. Optima Health. It'll be more continuation of teaching us about where health comes from and how to achieve optimal health, to rid ourselves of diseases and become disease-free so we can come and become the very best possible human being that we can become. And you can participate and join the live audience by dialing in one of two of these numbers at 515-605-9891, 515-605-9891, or 425-292-4253. And those are the numbers you can call in to ask questions or to participate, make a comment, and just listen in. And also, do not forget next Tuesday, we're going to continue this topic, the brain and the nervous system, on the science of health and you. And you can call in to 714-816-4673, from 7 to 9 Eastern Time, p.m. Eastern Time. Brother Rashid, I think that's it. I have certainly enjoyed sharing information tonight on IWDN Blog Talk Radio on the science of health and you. I turn it back over to you. Thank you.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum. My brother, thank you so much. It was just such a wonderful opportunity tonight for us to experience something that, quite frankly, we probably won't experience again unless we continue going to our Tuesday classes. And for those of you who want to access the recording, you can call me at 650-669-0458. That's 650-669-0458. And I will be able to forward it to you, or additional information that we have available to you, the broccoli cleanse, the ginger gin, you know, 45 foods that we talk about, as well as other material that you could find also on the website at amsos.org. And as you said, click on the articles and you hit the different months and you'll see articles, unbelievable information, just like you heard the unbelievable information today. So we want to thank you for joining us at the Science of Health and You on IWDN Radio. And we do have other programming that takes place throughout the week on IWDN. So we'll have our public service announcer come on and share with us the other issues, other programs that take place during the course of the week before you see us next Tuesday. We look forward to talking to you. Shabak Shaheed, share with us what you don't mind. IWDN Radio.
Yes, I want to say assalamu alaikum to you, Rashid Salam, and to Instructor Abdul Shaheed, and to the IWDN Radio listening audience. What a wonderful, wonderful production. Wow, I tell you, this is, wow, it's so very intriguing and so informational and so educational. You know, I just got to say this, that when you look at the word system, when you look at the word system, the acronym for that is save yourself significant time, energy, and money by learning the system. You know, Scientology, in terms of, you know, the system that is being used, the science that is being, the natural science that is being utilized out of this creation for helping us to have optimal health is so very, very important. And Allah tells us that in the Quran, 66:6, you know, save yourself and your family. So Allah is not limiting this guidance to us, just only one component of our life. You know, when Allah tells us that, that means that we have the ability to be able to do that. And so by just listening to this production tonight and all the previous episodes, it actually lets us know that we do have the ability to save ourselves and save our family by getting the correct information and education in this regard. So thank you so much, Instructor Abdul Shaheed and Rashid Salam. I want to say to our radio listening audience, we do invite you to continue to listen to IWDN Radio here. each and every day. Tomorrow, here will be the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab with Dr. Patricia Slow-Odine, who joins me, yours truly, Mark Shaheed, and that begins at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. We are still on the accelerated review of the 21 indispensable essential qualities of a leader, and you know, it's going to be on self-discipline, and the first person that you lead is yourself. So you don't want to miss that on self-discipline, you know. Kind of ties in with this production, too, because you're going to have some self-discipline to refrain from doing those things that's against you. So tune in tomorrow for the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. And then after that, it would be the MGM Roundtable. That's the Muslim Global Message Roundtable at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. A very distinguished, esteemed guest will be our beloved sister, Amira Wazir, will be joining us. And all of this month, which is Women's History Month, we'll dialogue with her in regards to women's history. And then some of those persons that she admired, both past and present, at the MGM Roundtable. So you don't want to miss that. And want to just say that the following week, I have received a confirmation from one of our very scholarly, learned women in the community of Imam W.D. Muhammad, Anissa Dewan, will be joining me on the MGM Roundtable, which will conclude the series of Women's History Month. So you don't want to miss that. Yes, Anissa Dewan, shuffle some things around. Just so that she can accept the invitation to be with me next week on the MGM Roundtable. So make sure you get that information out. It's a family affair. So, you know, we want to make sure that we invite our family to all of these productions here on IWDM Radio. Pardon me. And then Thursday, it will be the Sister Learning Lab, which will be the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab with Karan Shakir out of the Jewel of the South. That's the ATL. She will be joining me, yours truly, Mark Shaheed. And that learning lab will begin at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. And we will be concluding on the 25 Do's and Don'ts of Islamic Courtship. So we're looking to conclude that. And so we do ask that you come to the learning lab with an open mind, an open heart, and bring a pen and pad, because I know there's going to be some noteworthy things, some gold nuggets that will be given in that learning lab on the 25 Do's and Don'ts of Islamic Courtship. And I want to just say to our radio listening audience that the following week, another one of our very scholarly learned persons, Imam Fahim Shuaib, has agreed to join us on the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, which will be the 31st of March. That'll be next Thursday on the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, Imam Fahim Shuaib. And that will be a Q&A. Yes, a Q&A. Very important. You can ask any question in regards to what it is that we just covered or any question that's pertaining to Islamic courtship and Islamic marriage. So, you know, start thinking about it. Get the information out to your family and friends in the community in which you reside. Also, Friday, which is Salatul Jumu'ah Day, you can come back if you're immobilized and can't get out and about. You can join Imam Michael, a.k.a. Mikhail Sayer, the longtime resident Imam of Al-Nur Islamic Center in Indianapolis, Indiana. And that begins at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 1 p.m. Central, and 11 a.m. Pacific Coast Time. I think that time may have changed. It would be 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 1 p.m. Central, and 11 a.m. Pacific Coast Time. So please tune in for Lisalatu Juma, the longest running production on IWDM Radio is Words Make People, once again with the very distinguished esteemed host, Imam Michael Sayer. He always have intriguing guests and topics that are pertinent to us as a community. So that happens every Sunday afternoon. It is 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's high noon Central Standard Time. And it's 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time. Words Make People here on IWDM Radio. And then going forward, next week will be the concluding the conclusion of the series of preparing for Ramadan and beyond. Yes, next Monday is the third and the conclusion of the series preparing for Ramadan and beyond. That's hosted by Rashid Salam and also returning guest Imam Dr. Bashir Ali, and also Instructor Abdul Shaheed will join him. And this is going to be a Q&A session. They have disseminated some wonderful information for the past 2 weeks in terms of preparing the radio listening audience for Ramadan, you know, and beyond. So, you know, we're looking forward to Ramadan, but this information will just not only be for Ramadan, but it'll be beyond. So you don't want to miss that. So start thinking about the questions that you want to ask, because we'll have two outstanding intellect, very learned in this way of life, Imam Dr. Bashir Ali and Instructor Abdul Shaheed. And it'll be an open line for you to ask your questions and make comments, and they will be able to answer those questions for you. So let's take advantage of that. It's a family affair. It begins at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. That's this coming Monday. This would be the conclusion of a three-part series on preparing for Ramadan fast and beyond. And then Tuesday, which is where we are right here, it is always, you know, the very distinguished and esteemed host, Rashid Salam, and his recurring guest, Instructor Abdul Shaheed, who is a professor but also a teacher, instructor of centometry, and some wonderful, wonderful information that is being disseminated. That's why I say to learn all this that we're learning and not have to pay for it, not monetarily, but if we don't accept it, we will pay. It's old saying, if you don't pay now, you'll pay later. So no. We don't want to pay later. We want to be intelligent. We want to accept the information, and we want to put it into application. This is very important if we want to see improvement in our life. So this is a family affair. We ask that you do invite your family, your friends, your associates, your neighbors, community members. That's the extended family. Invite them to come to these learning labs, because as you benefit from it, they will also benefit from it. So it's nothing like getting it firsthand, not secondhand, because I haven't heard anybody that could explain it better than Instructor Abdul Shaheed, and he makes it so simple. It's just so simple. It just makes good sense. Even if you never heard it before, it resonates in your soul, you know. Some people, why haven't I heard this before? Well, you can answer that question. So with that being said, also, yes, one last thing. We want to make sure that we support our sister, Fitra Muhammad, who is the founder and the CEO of Study Al-Islam. They are taking a 2 or 3 week sabbatical, but they will return. They will return on March the 30th. That'll be at Wednesday, March the 30th. And they will be focusing on the 99 known attributes of Allah. I didn't say 99 attributes of Allah. We can't confine Allah to 99 of anything, but the 99 known attributes, just like our beloved brother, you know, said that we're still learning in this vast creation. So Please tune in for that. And it will start in terms of a few days before the start of Ramadan. It will start on March the 30th. It will be daily. It will be at 10 a.m. for those in the Eastern Standard Time Zone, 9 a.m. for those in the Central Standard Time Zone, and be 7 a.m. for those who on the West Coast, Pacific Coast time. So tune in for that. It will be the new number that they have, 717-908-1837. Once again, that's 717-908-1837. The passcode, again, is still the same. It's 684-012-POUND, 684-012-POUND. And that's each and every day they will have some of the most outstanding intellects that this community have. And I know Imam, I call him Imam Instructor, Dr. Abdul Shaheed has been on that production many times, several times lately. And I don't know if he's scheduled to be on during the month of Ramadan. But even if not, you can catch him here each and every Tuesday. And you have an opportunity next Monday in a Q&A session. So take advantage of that, believers. So with that being, oh, yes, and then support the Muslim Journal. That's the last thing we have. That's the lifeblood of our community. If you're a Muslim, you should be reading the Muslim Journal. So you can always send donations. Go to the website of the Muslim Journal. And if you have a subscription, think about somebody else that you can send a subscription. Start thinking ahead. Maybe it becomes an Eid present, a gift to someone that you really love and care for, a family member, a friend, or maybe a pioneer that's in your community. So with that being said, this salam is for you and yours. Back to you. Assalamu alaikum, Rashid Salam and Instructor Abdul Shaheed.
All right. Thank you, Mark. We feel appreciated. I'm going to thank the radio listening audience for hanging on this long because we went a little overboard, but I think it was well worth it. And, you know, time is money, you know, and I know time is something that none of us own. We know this is God's time, and thank you for being on the line to experience what we experienced today. It's such a blessing. So I want to thank everyone who's still here, and thank you, Mark, for the public service announcement, and my good brother. We will be talking very soon. And I'll see you next week. As-salamu alaykum.
Yes, sir. Walaikum as-salam. Thank you.
Alaykum as-salam. Alhamdulillah.
That's all, folks.